If you were planning a fall fair, you couldn't ask for a better day than September 16. Comfortable temperatures and sunny skies saw thousands of Sudbyrians make the trip out to Lively for the Anderson Farm Museum's fall fair. The 14th annual fall fair returned this year after having been absent since 2019 due first to COVID-19 and then to capital repairs and an archaeological assessment at the Lively facility. The all-day event featured dozens of vendors, free activities, displays and demonstrations provided by community partners, children's activities, including inflatables, a classic and special interest car show, first responders and an introduction to precision sports, such as golf and archery. Caden is on top of the world, or at least his mother Taylor Hannon Poulan's shoulders, at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair in Lively on September 16. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Live entertainment, including the Sudbury and District Pipe Band, Hillbilly Ramblers, 7+1, Pop Mock, Nay, Dual Play, Dean A, Outsider and one of the three Lively District Secondary School bands. Greater Sudbury Fire Services was on hand so the little ones could climb in a fire truck and try their hand spraying water. The 2,964 Walden Irish Royal Canadian Army Cadet Corps and the 2,912 Sudbury Irish Royal Canadian Army Cadet Corps were also on hand with displays of equipment and information. Close to 100 vendors set up under tents, throughout the site selling a wide variety of goods, from art, craft, business vendors to community groups, local authors and artists to snack food vendors. A farmer's market was also set up, selling fresh produce and value-added products. Visitors could also visit the historic buildings on site and see, among other things, members of the Walden Seniors and Pensioners Woodworkers, in their workshop, the Granary, where samples of current woodworking projects and items for sale. One of the dozens of vendors on hand at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair on September 16 was Naughton's Bob Clark. You can find his wares by searching Got Lathed on Facebook. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Hamburgers, hot dogs and sausages on the grill were cooked up by the Woodworkers Group, and sponsored by Battistelli's YIG. All proceeds go to the Heritage Society's annual events at Anderson Farm Museum. The farm was the homestead of Frank and Greta Anderson, Finnish immigrants who married in 1901 in Copper Cliff and had six children. The family's farmhouse was built in 1914, the dairy barn was constructed in 1916 for $7,000, and the grounds also include the Creighton Log Cabin, which was relocated from the Creighton Mine. Anderson Farm Museum is by far the most popular of the four museums operated by the city of Greater Sudbury, averaging 17,558 visitors per year for the 5 years leading up to 2019. Siblings Nicholas, 2, and Sophia, 4, are having a good time in a Greater Sudbury Fire Services pumper at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair on September 16. The kids were at the event with their mother, Stephanie Winter. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Yvette Frank shows off her valve cover racer at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair. Valve cover races are like mini soapbox racers made from, fittingly, an engine valve cover. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Luna, 5, shows off her huge smile while trying on firefighting gear with some help from Captain Gail Cazalet with Greater Sudbury Fire Services Station 7. Luna was at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair with her father, Josh Fleestra. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. There was food galore at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair on Sept. 16, with everything from wings and grilled foods, to candy and treats, as well as produce. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Don Grattan of Chelmsford shows off his 1937 Plymouth at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair on September 16. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. The 2,912 Sudbury Irish Royal Canadian Army Cadet Corps were on hand at the Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair with displays of equipment and information. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. The Anderson Farm Museum Fall Fair returned September 16 after 3-year absence, drawing thousands of Sudbyrians out to Lively for the event. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com.